بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقده من لساني يفقهوا قولي الحمد لله على نعمه الاسلام الحمد لله على نعمه الايمان الحمد لله my respected brothers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his infinite mercy and bounty has guided us to Islam and he's honored us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this insan with karam, with honor and respect. وَلَكَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wa salam with his own hands. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even before the creation of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah announced in the heavens that Allah is to create his khalifa, his deputy on earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this insan for his musahibat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this insan for the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this insan, which is the hamil of the ma'arifat of Allah. And if he gets to the status on the pinnacle of La ilaha illallah, and he lives the life of Muhammadur Rasulullah, he makes himself or herself worthy to go in the highest mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for this, my respected brothers, an insan firstly needs to understand their status in the scheme of things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created around us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the heavens and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the mountains. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the rivers to flow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the oceans and depths of it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the deserts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created things around us that we cannot even see and comprehend. All the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates, Allah has created the skies. And nobody other than Allah has ever claimed that they have created the skies. There's only one claimant. Allah alone, above the heavens, announced that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of the heavens and the earth, creator of the universe, creator of this insan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fashioned this insan. In what way Allah has created? Allah has created in darkness upon darkness upon darkness, in the womb of the mother, in the womb of the mother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fashioned us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us in the most beautiful way. There is a brother in Spingo Hills. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with triplets. Even they don't look alike. They look different. Every human being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, not just their faces, but their voice is unique. Their eyes are unique. Allah created them even the way they walk. They're two brothers. Raised up by same parents, same food, same household, same teachers, but even their walk is different. And subhanallah, in the security sphere of things, they say we want to authenticate. They can even authenticate your voice. Your voice is so unique that Allah has created. Every vocal cord, every person who speaks, every ears that hear, Allah has created that unique in its own way. And subhanallah, one of the authentication apps, in Australia, my voice recognizes me or my voice identifies me. You say that, it asks you to repeat it 2-3 times and then say, yes, you are the same person. My respected elders and brothers, we ought to understand the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Allah has created each of us unique. Every person is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in unique way. The love between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also unique. The nur of hidayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends in that heart is also unique. When two Muslims, they come together, they are both hamil of La ilaha illallah. They both contain the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their heart. They both get benefit from the uniqueness from one another. And how this ummah, when it's to another,
aid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. And one segment of the ummah, when they meet another segment of the ummah, Allah creates the goodness out of them. And that goodness is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A group of jamaat come, a jamaat come from another country. Now they get looked after, their ikram is made, their nusrat is made, only because of the association of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many tourists are coming in? How many businessmen are coming in? How many trades and commerce is happening in the country? But when you change your association, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes His association with you. You become the banda of Allah and Allah becomes your Allah. You start to serve Allah and Allah starts to look after you in the ways and means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only looks after His very special people. That is the fast road to Allah. That is the highway to Allah. We are supposed to go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a manner that has been taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That is the highway of Islam. That is a super highway of Islam. And Sahaba have already made this pathway for us to travel on. There is no other way. There is no other way than the way of Sahaba-e-Kiram. They became the hamil of this deen. They had iman. Their iman was such, their iman was deep rooted in their hearts, that they stood up on the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not deviate one bit from the way of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They stood firm on iman. And they showed this ummah that if you will do this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not only guide you, Allah will honor you. Allah will take you to the heights of humanity. You'll become the leaders. You'll become the imam of this ummah. Allah has blessed us. Allah has given us the best of the book, which is Quran. It is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is nur from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the hidayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the guide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is our manual from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ummah is guided. This ummah is guided in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them the best guidance. Because not only this ummah is to be guided, but this is the ummah which will guide others. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected this ummah. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has never protected the ummah before. But this ummah will not only protect themselves, but will protect others also. This ummah is a lifeline. This ummah is a lifeline towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to understand our status. We have to understand our position. We have to understand that what is the purpose and objective of our creation. So for this, my respected brothers, it is extremely important that when the one who wants to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they must recognize Allah and they must take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their lives and the blessings and ni'mas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. These ni'mas, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses somebody with that ni'm, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives somebody that blessing and that bounty, we must say Alhamdulillah. But also remember, within that ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also testing you with that. A person is not given wealth, Allah will not ask him for the question of zakat. Allah hasn't tested him with that. But those who are given wealth, Allah will ask them for zakat. It becomes obligatory on the person. A person who is sick and he has not the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not question him for hajj. It is the fard. But it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only ask and test those who are given these ni'mats. So every individual is blessed differently. His hisab and his test is unique. In this dunya, when you see the distribution of things, everybody is given things differently. Somebody has been given wealth. Other belong to a poor family. Somebody is getting born in Somalia. Somebody is getting birth in Australia. Somebody is getting birth in a very pious household. And somebody are waking up. Everybody is different. The distribution of Allah, of this taqseem, this division of risk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unique. And it is only in the hikmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody is not given the same ability. Somebody born into a doctor's family. Somebody is born into a businessman family. But every human being that Allah creates, every person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, everybody has equal chance to earn the mercy and jannat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have an equal chance at Jannatul Firdaus. No matter if you are born in 1447 Hijri or you are born in 1800 Hijri. Everybody has a chance. It is not the color that you belong to. It is not the tribe that you are born in. It is not the language that you speak. It is not what status you are in right now. It's what you'll make of it. It's what you make of it or what Allah has given you. So I need to look within my life. And you need to look within your lives. What has Allah blessed you with? If Allah has blessed you with wealth, we need to know where to spend our wealth. If Allah has given us the ability, we need to know where we need to spend our ability. If Allah has given us deen and knowledge, we're supposed to know where we need to spend our deen and knowledge. Our elders tell us the best use of your abilities, the best use of your wealth, and best use of your knowledge, and the best use of your abilities and effort, is those Muslims who are at the edge of Islam, who do not say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah properly, but they are part of this ummah. They are my brothers and your brothers. That fence of Islam, if we bring them closer to Islam, they may excel far beyond us. And we go and we see with our own eyes when Jamaat travels in the depth of these lands, in majority Muslim countries, you'll find people who do not know Kalima. In majority Muslim lands, when 97-98% are Muslim, there are areas where people do not know Kalima. So if Allah has given us the ability, this ability is to teach Kalima to these people. And for many, many places, the lifeline of deen is the effort of deen. No sane person goes past that Toyota manufacturing plant and say this has come into existence in its own and it requires no effort. Effort is to be made. Engineers are there. Planning is done. Prudence is there. Planning in advance of years. So my respected brothers, how this deen will come into our lives, it will come through the effort. It will come through the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is only when you move about in the ummah, you are exposed to the differential of this ummah. If you come from a very hot weather, you'll come into a cool room, you feel good about it. It's the differential that counts. But if you keep sitting in your AC, you even gonna start feeling hot there. The AC is not working properly. Go and stand outside in the sun for 10 minutes and come back. This cool room will start, you will start to appreciate it more. So what Allah has given us, there needs to be a sense of appreciation and shukr upon that. But also a sense of responsibility that comes with that shukr. Because ni'mat come with responsibility. And there has been many, many places. We, in Australia, there many refugees came from Burma. Some situation and some ahwal came on that segment of the Ummah, and they came about 10 to 15,000 of refugees. They came and settled in some part of Melbourne. And subhanallah, majority of our population, they are skilled migrants. So meaning they've got some doctors, engineers, university graduates, and skilled people, they come and settle down. And this segment of our ummah, they are simple people. They were not university graduates. They were not doctors and engineers. So subhanallah, when they come, the first thing they do, one of their houses, they open up and make a masjid. They say, we need to pray. So they make one room, two rooms, three rooms, and they make it into a masjid. Because they think there is a need to pray, and they, you know, and those who have been there before them, They know, okay, we need to apply for a permit, we need to speak to council, we need to get the land, we need to do fundraising, all that. And it's all there. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to take effort from somebody, these people moved to an hour's away from Melbourne. Some ahwal came, there was a fire in the forest. You know, Australia is very famous for the fires. In the fire season, many fires come up. So, Qadar Allah, this was an open pit coal mine. And fire started there. It was very difficult for them to control. This mine became unusable. So much ash in the air, it came down. Many people start to flee that area. And these simple people, they were looking for some option where they don't have to buy with riba. Whatever money they have, they could buy. So a lot of them moved into that area. And Muslims who were there before, they were making effort for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years to get a place of worship permit. Generally, it's not easy. There's a lot of regulation and requirement and licensing that goes on. So subhanAllah, what these simple people do, open one of their houses and start praying. And you know, when you're praying, and then the cars are collecting and all that, so council came up and say, how are you praying? You're not supposed to, you know, why there are so many cars? It looks like a commercial premise. They said, oh, we pray. We need to pray. So they spoke to somebody in the council, and council gave them a permit for a place of worship, which was so hard to get. So my respected brothers, it is not how much ability you have. It is not how much wealth you have. It is not how much ability Allah has given you. It is where it is getting utilized. It may be small, but when Allah accepts it, Allah will use it for His deen. What Sahaba gave in terms of quantity was far less what we are spending or what Allah has given us. But it is the quality, it is the sacrifice they were spending it with, and it is the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He came down with. So that is why, you know, the fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that fikr lives on, my respected brothers. The worry and concern of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that is the worry and concern we need to carry on. My respected brothers, many of us have come, many of us will come, many of us will be keep coming until the day of Qiyamah. But we need to make intention that what was the worry and fikr and concern of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What Allah has given us, we supposed to spend that and give away what Allah has given us. Even you can see from the lives of Sahaba, the question wasn't how much are you spending, but rather the question was how much are you spending out of. If you're spending $10 out of 100, this is 10% of your wealth. So if you're spending half, so Sahaba were not on this tartib of, you know, bringing one or two, they'll bring half of their household, or they'll go all in. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq went all in. Nothing for this dunya. He went all in. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, announces above the heavens and sends salam for Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. So my respected brothers, we need to analyze and we need to see, because the ability that Allah has given us, the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, they will be wasted for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we choose to invest in this dunya to make another segment of dunya, this dunya Allah gives to make our akhirat. So for this we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability that whatever Allah has given us, ability, our wealth, our knowledge, our deen, how we can live that life and impart into others. Exactly.